When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You have a new text message. This is your chance to give advice to a Mix listener. 414-432-1099. Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. And the text says, this is for Text Roulette this morning. I need my mixed family opinion on this matter. My fiance and I have a wedding scheduled for next year, June. My fiance came across this post on Facebook stating, courthouse marriages last longer than big wedding marriages. So she jokingly brought it to my attention and I laughed it off. But since then, she has not touched the wedding organizer book. She mentioned to me this weekend, how about we just elope or go on a cruise and get married? Two things I do not want to do. I want her to experience the bridezilla moments, her bachelorette party, everything that comes with planning a wedding, because I don't want to elope and I don't want a few years to pass by and then she decides she wants a big wedding. I need your advice. So, Nick's family, 414-432-1099, call now. The groom wants the bride to go through all of that, the planning, the bridezilla-ing, bachelorette party.
You're asking for a bridezilla? Come on now. But it sounds like he's feeling that she may regret this down the road. Down the road say, oh my gosh, I really wanted the big wedding. I really wanted that part of it. Well, is there an option to have a compromise here? There's a lot of couples that will go off and get married in the courthouse and then have the big wedding
party
later. Yeah. Have the big dress, do the whole thing, have the DJ, have everybody around. But if you both want different things, that's tough because this day is about both of you and it shouldn't just be what the groom wants or just what the bride wants. It's about both of them.
Sounds like it's more than the day that they kind of have to compromise on. I mean, this is your life. You guys, this is like their biggest decision so far. And you know there's going to be bigger decisions down the road when you're married. Should we buy the house? No, we should buy the condo. Back and forth. Should we have another kid? This and that. Should we adopt? Whatever. There's a lot of big things that pop up in a marriage, but sounds like this is the first and kind of roadblock. Not roadblock,
major disagreement where they're both wanting different things on a major decision.
And that's why we're looking for your help, Mixed Family. And the texter even said, Text Roulette, Mixed Family, I need your help. So 414-432-1099. What do you think on this one?
He really needs to get down to why is it that she wants to just do the cruise? Is it because of finances? If it's because of finances, then maybe the wedding doesn't happen in June. Maybe you push it back a little bit more because maybe she is saying, like, I'm just intimidated by how much this is all going to cost. And that's a valid concern.
Especially nowadays, these weddings cost a lot.
If you even bring up the word that, oh, we're going to have 50 people over for a wedding, the restaurant immediately adds like $12,000 to the bill, I feel like. Oh, a wedding? Well, then we need to upcharge you.
Well, then you don't want that party after eloping. And it sounds like, too, like the groom who texted in wants the bride to go through all this, but doesn't want to elope.
But she's the one that will have to be going through a lot of the perhaps heavy lifting part of the wedding. But it shouldn't just be what the bride wants here. But you can't.
What the groom wants.
But you have to put it on the 1 to 10 scale. 10 being this is non-negotiable. I have to have it this way. 1 saying, oh, I could take or leave it. And really ask her, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you in regards to eloping and getting married on a cruise? And if she says, well, I'm at a 4.
That's too difficult.
But if he says, look, I'm at a 9 when it comes to a traditional wedding, well, a 9 is going to outscore a 4.
You're going to put numbers on your marriage? I can't do that. I could never.
Wait, now, you know who brought that up? Dr. Phil.
I don't like Dr. Phil. Here's the thing.
You guys, Dr. Phil was mean to him on the phone time for an interview.
He was.
And so Radar will not let it go. But can I tell you, there have been times I've used that scale in disagreements with Eric and I. where you really have to go in your heart of hearts, okay, well, how strongly do I really feel on this?
I don't know.
You'll quickly recognize where someone is at with how they're feeling, how intensely they are.
It feels like
feels
like you're putting a number on your life, on your marriage. I don't know if I would go that route.
So what would you do then, Radar?
This is where we are. This is why we're asking our mixed family. Someone has got to have said, you know what? Someone out there is listening has got to say, hey, this has happened to me in my life. Here's what I did.
Okay, so the text roulette line is live, and they have just responded and said, no finance issues. I just think that Facebook post changed her mind about having a big wedding. Well, don't fall into those statistics, honestly.
Wait a minute, but we're supposed to put numbers on our feelings. Statistics.
But the statistics are, then, if you want to look at statistics, then you maybe shouldn't get married. Look at what the statistics are. I'm just saying, if your fiance is paying attention to statistics, show her, hey, look at this statistic. Marriage is like 50% of them don't work out.
Elizabeth went from 9 and 4 on the scale, too.
To like, hey, guys, don't even get married.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors. I want to get married, but I want my bride to plan a full-blown wedding. I say she needs a full-blown wedding. But she wants to elope. It's the text roulette this morning from a Mix listener who wanted your advice, Mix family. And if you have that advice, you've been through this type of thing, if you're just joining the show, it's Elizabeth and Radar here on the Mix. Quick on the text. My fiance and I have a wedding scheduled for next June. Fiance came across a post on Facebook, that's social media, stating courthouse marriages last longer than big wedding marriages. Well, she said, hey, let's go get married on a cruise or just elope. I would like a big wedding. I want her to go through the bridezilla moments, her bachelorette party, everything that comes with planning a wedding. And I don't want a few years to pass and say, oh, now she wants a big wedding. I'd rather just do it now. So I need your advice. What do we do in this situation?
Well, I've been texting with the groom because they said they want to partake and we're going back and forth. And it sounds like the biggest thing here is that the groom doesn't want the bride to regret not having the big wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I brought up, what about the compromise? What about find the happy medium? Y'all go off, elope, do the wedding on the cruise, come back, have a big party. And they said, no. They're like, I don't want to have multiple days and multiple obligations here. We want it to be like one big day and that's it. Now, here's a really important text that we got to the Siding Unlimited text line that said, prioritize the marriage, not just the wedding. Here's another one that says, figure out the why behind what each of you want, and that might help you figure out a better solution so that both of you can be happy. But the groom said, it's this Facebook message that got in the bride's head.
That social media.
That said, oh my gosh, courthouse weddings last longer than big weddings. And I think what the takeaway from that is, if that statistic is actually real, because I feel like I know people that have done both, and both have worked out, and both have not worked out.
Yeah. Either way.
I think it boils down to, are you, like this other message said, are you prioritizing the marriage? And this is a good learning lesson before you walk down the aisle to actually, or walk down the cruise ship.
Or up the
steps of the courthouse.
Steps of the courthouse, city hall.
To really look and say, okay, what is it about this big wedding that you want or that you don't want? They said finances isn't an issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a compromise, and that's what marriage is.
Absolutely. And
sometimes you take your wins, sometimes you take your losses.
And that's what you're going to be doing throughout your whole life together. And if you have anything to add to this, 414-432-1099, Mix family, we know that some of you have gone through this situation. Do we have the big wedding? Do we just elope? Do we just do the courthouse thing and have a little party later? What is it? What's better to do? And is it true? It's not. It's probably not true, right? Because like you said, Elizabeth, big wedding, oh, it didn't work out. Small, hey, we eloped, oh, that didn't work out. Or big wedding, we've been married forever. Elope, and we're together forever. I don't know that that's really a study
you can
lean on.
It's not a direct correlation.
I don't think you can do that.
No, but you just really want to make sure you don't lose focus on what the point of the day is, which is to bring two people together for a marriage to start. That's what the day is.
Well, let's text the listener back and say, hey, stay in contact with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is what's great about Text Roulette is that we get those follow-ups from you and the ability for you to remain anonymous and answer your questions, because I could see why this is something they can't just go to everybody about in their family. Because then it's going to be like, well, you heard the drama that they're having about their wedding?
I'll call her.
Is she having cold feet?
I'll call her. No, don't call her. It's just between us. Oh, great. Look what you did.
So send in your questions, your anonymous, to the Siding Unlimited text line. We might be talking about yours coming up. It's 414-432-1099.